The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Hey y'all, hey, how you doing? Greetings and salutations to everyone. Hello to our listeners from CSPN. What's up? What's poppin'? How y'all doing? It is I, your player partner, So Lovely, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host from Baltimore.
Hey.
Say what's up, D.
Hey.
How y'all doing? We are back for another episode. This is episode 6 of the Bad and Boozy podcast. This is what do we call ourselves? Are we a lifestyle podcast? Are we educational? I said we are from the arts theater.
I'm about to say, what do we call ourselves these days?
Well, you know what? They don't have a category for us because we are two sophisticated ratchet friends discussing they ain't wine, ready.
They life, ain't even
and
other ready.
Shenanigans. So we are providing you with a cornucopia of foolishness, fuckery, wine, hoe, booziness, and everything else in between. So we thank y'all for listening to us. But y'all know how we like to get this show started off. We like to do a little bit of a wine weekend recap. So I'm just going to call this segment Uncorked because we are popping the top on the episode.
Yes, Uncorked. Yes. I'm here for that.
We're about to uncork this episode.
So let me uncork my weekend episode, all that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Open a bottle and tell y'all everything that was inside. So, I just jump in. Y'all know I'm a new single. Well, not newly single,
what?
But I'm a fairly young. I was about to say new single, but ain't no new single. Young single auntie out here. Mm-hmm. So
in
my weekend
streets,
full of
streets.
Bad and boozy shenanigans. So my first thing is since we last recorded, I became an auntie again. Yes. So I got me a little niece so I can, she can get drunk off that milk while I get drunk off that wine. So I'm excited about that. That's not the weekend, but I did need to flashback to me going to the hospital because I had my wine travel tumbler with me in hand as I drove from DC to Baltimore with a mini box of, Boulder Box Pinot Noir on hand. So I could drink as soon as that baby was into this world. So, you know what I'm saying? Get like me. Y'all can check out my little mini recap. I posted it up on our website.
Yes.
At badandboozy.com. No, hold up. I'm lying. badandboozypodcast.com.
Yes, ma'am.
So I put a little blog post up there. You know, you can read about the baddest, booziest baby we know. So, then, who knows if I do this weekend? Saturday I went to a function. Just a little holiday party at a friend's house. Games and snacks and treats. But you know, one of the best parts was the rum punch was flowing from my Haitian friend. And whatever the motherfuckers do to the hot chocolate and spike it, I just know all the alcohol and shenanigans were had with some lovely ladies. You know, shout out to black women because we fun. And then Friday, I'm backing up. I went to the National Museum of African American History and Culture here in DC. We had tickets. I was the only one who had to eat in the little cafe. And since I was off from work, I decided, why not have me a little wine with my lunch. They had a little, the little mini bottles of, I think it was like Woodbridge, one of them cheap wines. They had little bottles of, what it's called, some kind of champagne, some kind of other sparkling situation, and like Woodbridge. So I was like, it's the middle of the day. We was about to go down to the exhibit that was more about slavery and shit. So I said, let me get my nerves right and enjoy this wine with this catfish and whatever. You know what I'm saying? Get
wine,
my life together.
Catfish and slaves. That's what happened.
Listen, I'm a nigga. I just want y'all to know I am. I am a nigga. So, you know,
only it thing all missing it all is the watermelon, baby. That's it.
Oh, yes. Hold up, hold up. But let me tell you, I just remembered the rest of my Friday. So when I came home, after I Ubered home and I was home by myself, I got my Christmas decorations up. I said, I'm hungry. I went to Popeyes, okay? Mm. I went to Popeyes. I cracked open a bottle of wine in here. Was it Chardonnay? I think it was Chardonnay, but it's the one I'm going to review on tonight's episode. So I just need y'all to set the scene. So I live in a basement apartment. It's nice and cozy in here. We got a guest in studio here, so she can attest to how cozy it is in here. I got the Christmas decorations up. I got my fake fireplace on the television because, you know, we can't handle real fireplace. I'm sitting over here listening to the Holiday Soul channel on Sirius XM, and I'm eating Popeye's spicy. Three-piece spicy.
Oh, three-piece. She was a bad bitch.
Three-piece spicy because I was a bad bitch. And drinking my wine out of my Holiday Spirits glass. But I'm just telling y'all.
What was them sides doing though? What sides did you get?
What did I have? I had fries and the red beans and rice. I said, fuck the vegetables. Just give me the starch.
Basically.
And I'm just over here just like living. Listen, I felt like I was one with the ancestors. I don't know if it was the new niece.
No.
I don't know if it was the new niece into the world. I don't know if it was my mother. This week was the anniversary of my aunt dying. I think they all was just with me as I ate that meal. I'm just telling y'all, it was, and I finally got the Cajun Sparkle. Shout out to the guys at Three Guys on. I finally got the damn Cajun Sparkle for the chicken. It's crack, my nigga. It's crack.
I don't know. But can I put those on the green? I can't even eat the green beans because there's meat in the green beans.
You could put the gray. Oh, it's meat in the green beans. The Cajun Sparkle was good. I probably sprinkled a little bit too much, but it was good. And then Sunday I was just chilling. And since I won a bottle of Roscato at the Christmas party,
boo.
The fuck?
Boo.
Damn juice. Damn juice. I was like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll drink some juice while I'm just sitting here on Sunday because Mother Nature was getting on my nerves. So I just wanted to relax. So I just drank the juice. Y'all, if y'all was watching the, our IG story, you would have saw it. But that was my weekend. Just some holiday shenanigans with friends.
Yes.
And pictures of the babies and chicken and yes. Drunken shenanigans.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
It sounds like a good old nigga hold down of a weekend.
A nigga hold down. Only thing I was missing was the actual hold.
Ma'am,
but that's fine.
Ma'am. I knew
it's
it.
It's coming.
I knew it.
I mean,
that's what she said.
But how was your weekend?
My weekend was a blur because I was still in the mix of
you was
child
really busy.
Stuff. I had a whole bunch of child stuff, but Friday was my free day, thank God. That's the day that I tried out our cocktail that we're going to talk about later. So I made like a little sampler so I could make sure that I'm doing it right. So I actually went to the store.
I'm drinking mine tonight.
Yeah, so I actually went to the store and I bought some Prosecco, you know, because a bitch is bougie. And, you know, I created a little cocktail. I added some, triple sec to the cocktail.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so, you know, to give it a little bit of a flair. You know, all the little pictures that I saw online, they also had something with it. I was like, you know what, let me, I want to do that too. So I added a little bit of greenery so I could get these
Let me see what
cracking.
I can add.
Yeah, so that's what I did Friday. Saturday, I did not have anything to drink because I was back and forth. I had rehearsal, my kid had rehearsal. It was just, and when I went to see Star Wars. Hated it. Yeah, y'all might be mad at me for that, but it was too
long. Oh, you
want
to say it? I didn't even know you did.
It was too long. It was 2.5 hours long. And with the previews and stuff, I was in the movies for 3 whole
Why was it so long,
hours.
Beloved?
They could have easily cut out an hour or a half an hour at least. I mean, because it was just everybody walking up the mountain, walking down the mountain, walking here, walking there, all this walking.
I don't know shit about Star Wars. I'm just going to believe everything you said.
Shoot, they should have had some escalators to help them move it along a little bit faster.
Just a little bit.
Just doing too much. But yesterday, my child person finally had her play. So that is over. Hallelujah. So
yes, so she ain't got interrupted on Mondays no more.
No more interrupted on Mondays, but
no, I'm here for the kids.
But so after that, we went to dinner. I had some beautiful, as my grandmother would say, Italian food.
Somebody said, I was watching something this weekend, and a nigga said, oh, I was watching a documentary. The Motown Mafia and the guys from the gang and the shit like that, they was in Detroit, and they was talking about selling drugs, and they kept, the black nigga kept saying, Italian. Yep. I said, them black people love saying, Italian.
Italian, as I mentioned my grandmother earlier today, she would love to say Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans. How she say Mexican?
Mexicans. Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, and Italian. Your grandmama. But yeah, I had some Italian food. It was bomb. I didn't want to eat it all, but that was like my first meal of the day at 9 o'clock at night.
So a bitch smashed it all.
Had that eggplant parmesan, a little bit of a pasta with an Alfredo sauce. But I had some Pinot Noir, and it was banging, baby. It was only $7. It was $7 for the glass. It wasn't even no happy hour special. I was like, yum. I was feeling a little warm because it was freezing last night. I was like, yes, I needed this in my spirit, D-voice.
So speaking of freezing, what's freezing over there in your world?
What?
What's freezing over in your world?
Freezing is 65, bro.
My nigga. Mind you, it was a balmy like 52 on Sunday. Right. And I was like, oh, I'm good. I don't even need to button up my coat for Saturday.
I'm not even leaving the house.
I was like, oh, it's like 52. I don't even need to button up my coat.
Listen.
I was like, oh, it feels good out here.
If it is less than 60 degrees, I'm not leaving the house. Don't invite me. I ain't coming.
I know we have the weather wars every year, but when I was listening to the guys at at Jenkins and Jones podcast, one of them just moved to LA.
Yes.
And he was confused because he's used to our weather over on this coast. And he's like, this nigga had on a bubble coat and it was 62 degrees.
Yes, that is me.
He was like,
girl, my Ugg boots come out at 70 degrees. I bullshit you.
I've seen
it's 70.
I've seen them. She's not lying, but she's not lying, y'all. She's not lying.
Yes, if you see, follow me on the Snapchat chat, you have seen.
Yes, I have seen it. I've seen it. So,
yeah,
so, are you sipping on any beverages tonight? Well, were you done with your weekend? I just jumped.
I know, right? Rude.
My bad.
No, basically, no.
Blame it on the liquor.
I have the Pinot, it was banging. I ain't have nothing else. Yeah, that was pretty much it.
You ain't had no
Pinot. Man, don't even remind me.
It's coming. We count down, baby.
We count down, baby. Hashtag Beyonce countdown. Yes, we count down. yeah, but
I'm so happy to see your face again. Look at your gap.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it a few weeks ago. I had some technical difficulties, lost RIP to my iPad. So I've been recording on the regular schmegular computer that I have, and my webcam situation was not up to par. So a bitch finally ordered a webcam because, you know, bitches be broke. So now she can see me. I'm live and in color. I'm in HD, allegedly. I don't even know, but that's what it say. So we just gonna go with it.
Not allegedly.
Allegedly. So yeah, basically, that was my weekend. I didn't turn up. There was nothing to turn up. I won't be turning up until after the new year. Technically until MLK weekend. That's when I'm gonna turn up. But y'all go ahead and handle that for me. All this, y'all can have this New Year's. Y'all can have it all.
I don't be turning up. I just be chilling. I be minding my business.
I mean, it's expensive. This is like where I got an attitude because my mom's birthday was on the 12th. Christmas is on the 25th. My aunt's birthday is on the 27th. My dad's birthday is on the 27th. My other aunt's birthday is on the 26th. My other aunt's birthday is on the 31st. Bitches be. And I
How
got
many
two
aunts
kids.
You got, though, beloved?
I got my mom's side and my dad's side. Mm. So, I mean, and I got kids and they want stuff and I had to pay plane tickets. So, I'm going to be looking forward to nothing until the second check in January. God bless. Because rent is due the first.
She said the second check.
Yes.
That's some real nigga shit. Yes, the second check. You didn't count it down.
The 15th. And actually, the 15th is on a Monday, so I get paid on the 12th. So, yes, the 12th shall be the turn up. Ain't no turning up before then. Don't ask me for nothing. Don't ask me to go nowhere. Don't ask me to buy
anything. You look like you just roboing on my side. Did she speed up on your side?
Oh, you sped up a little while ago. You know. You know.
All right. Just making sure.
You know, it'll be
doing that. I don't think it interrupted the thing.
It'd be doing that every now and then. But I guess, yeah. So, yeah. You know, don't ask me to socialize. Don't ask me to buy the concert tickets. Don't ask
you
me.
Wasn't going to socialize anyway, so it's fine.
I mean, yeah, you know, yeah. You're right. And I'll be so like, yes, I'll come.
Meanwhile, I'm like, oh, my bad. I said I was going to do that. Oh, what time you said again? I'm starting to have to put it on my calendar for real.
Man. I'll say yes to something, but will I show up?
I used to remember all the time, but now I'm starting to forget a little bit.
Man, shoot. Y'all got to send me an invitation that I can stick to the refrigerator for me to show up, because
if it ain't in my normally, head. I was just having it in my mind, like, but you can tell if I really, really want to go, because I'll keep replaying in my head, like, I got to go here. But niggas got to remind me, but whatever.
Man. Like I said, don't invite me.
Whatever.
You're just wasting your breath if you invite me between now and then. I'm just telling you straight up.
I ain't burning, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't no Bernie Mac guy with a phone.
Hello, America. But yeah, that is our weekend recap. So I guess this is where we switch over to our review portion of the show. What you going to review today?
Just something real quick, real light, little cute girlfriend I found.
Oh, what's so her y'all... name? She got a name.
I mean.
Oh, the peanut gallery. Mind you. Hold on.
The peanut gallery, the studio, didn't say it.
The
Ebony.
Live in studio audience.
The live in studio audience, didn't say Ebony. Where is my profile,
like,
Jesus
Odega? So does that
Odega?
Mean I'll be a satellite then? I'm be a satellite.
Yeah, you be a satellite. So you know over here at the Bad and Boozy podcast.
Bitch, wait a minute. I just pulled up Delectable. One of y'all homies.
I just pulled up Delectable too.
Wait, one of y'all been drinking that Aldi wine. I see it, that winking owl.
Who is drinking Aldi?
The homie G-Rod.
Oh, we know it's him. That nigga, but shout out to y'all using the app. Y'all need to get up on here. Yes. I just now pulled up Delectable so I could remember what I wrote for my review. So, you know, over here at the Bad and Boozy podcast, we like to, we bitches on a budget.
Yeah.
So, when I was in the store after my car had got repaired and I said, oh, I need to get some cute wine, but I ain't got that much money. I saw some Yellowtail, and that's one of the cheaper brands that I actually enjoy. And so they had this special edition one, and it was kind of a throwback to, I don't know if it was episode 1 or 2, but we talked of one of the trivia questions was about the word reserve. When we came to the conclusion that it's no legal term for reserve.
Right.
Some people throw it on their label to make it sound fancier. Some people actually do something fancy with the wine, whatever. And I'm a sucker for labels. So I said, let me see what Yellowtail is giving over here. So I got this Yellowtail Reserve Special Selection Chardonnay. The vintage was 2013. And I know I've had their other wines, and this one was actually better. I was like, I don't know what Yellowtail did, but it tastes good to me. And it was still priced at the $7.99 with the rest of the bottle, so I was here for it. It was a Chardonnay. It was real buttery and toasty. It had like some notes of vanilla. And I drank it like slightly chilled. I don't like it too cold, just cool enough. And that particular night with my HelloFresh meal, I had made chicken pineapple quesadillas. And since the Chardonnay isn't too sweet and I had a little sweet from the pineapple, I kind of like them together. But I was like, I think I'm going to keep this one on hand. Not on hand, but like as a go-to for like something real cute when I need to either entertain or something like that. Or just, you know, I ain't got that much extra dollars. I gave it on Delectable, you rated whatever out of 10. But over here at Bad and Boozy Podcast, we rated sip was spit, and I will definitely give it a sip.
Yes.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it.
I support that. Well, you know, since I'm put on my review voice. Yes, listen. So, what I did, I too decided to cop something on the low at Aldi last week because, you know, I had just got paid. So, I hadn't really analyzed fully my budget, but I knew, hey, you know what? If I see something that's $5.99, I'm just going to get it. And so, guess what? This Prosecco by Belletti was exactly $5.99.
Oh, Prosecco is cute.
Yeah, so I got me a Prosecco. I'm going to read y'all the description, and then I'm going to tell y'all what I thought compared to it. So, like I said, it is carried by Aldi. It says that, girl, ma'am.
Excuse me, you can hear that. I'm sorry. I need to open my mouth. My throat just rumbled.
Your throat?
My throat. I need to open my mouth.
Excuse me, listeners.
My bad.
Excuse us.
My bad, listeners. I've been drinking my Christmas cocktail. I'm sorry.
Man, I'm like, did you have Prosecco? Do you got bubbles? You feeling bubbly?
I drank the last little sip of Roscato.
There you go. That's what it was. See, that's how nasty it is. It make you belch like a
grown-ass
man.
It's trash. It make me belch like a grown-ass man.
Like a grandpa.
Nobody ever give me this shit ever again.
Let's see. So,
but anyway, back to your review.
Yes, back to the Belletti Prosecco. Soft and fruity peach and pear notes with breezy apple peel and lemon zest. Pairs well with seafood, chicken, pasta with cream sauce. Spicy Asian dishes, mild cheeses, as an aperitif, or simply on its own. It did come from Italy, and I was impressed because it did have that DOC label on there. So you know it was some good stuff. We're going to talk about that when we get into the bubbly episode, because guess what? When you import wines from Italy, they got little labels on it to tell you exactly how what the quality is. So
yes, I need to learn all about
this. So we're gonna break that down. So this was like a mid quality. So this is the mid, you know, like Marshawn Lynch looked like.
So is the mid
is still selling, and it's selling at Aldi for $5.99. Is that the name of the episode?
The mid is still selling.
Oh Lord,
I'm too tickled by that.
So for
my little cousin, be mad when I ask her, "Is the mint still selling?" She's like, "Bitch, you don't smoke."
Woo! So what I wanted to say, because you know we're doing the delectable thing, and what I really wanted to say on my review was that Prosecco is a real crowd pleaser, but I didn't.
Ooh, why you ain't say it?
Because I said it was a delicious and cheap bubbly treat. That's what I said. Then at the end, I mentioned that it was a crowd pleaser. But because also, you know, if I say it online, you may not catch it.
Yeah, you're right. You know. You gotta put a little mix. Yeah. We ain't getting all fancy schmancy with our reviews. Yeah. Just tell us what the wine made you feel.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because I get a better sense of if it's good.
Yeah.
Depending on how you describe it.
The Prosecco was delicious. It was delectable. It was sensual. It made my throat tingle in anticipation of every single bubble as it slid down my throat. I mean, it was a delicious treat. It was like a secret love affair, if I do say so myself. I was sitting under the covers.
If I do say so myself.
I was under the covers all snuggled up with my little cranberry mimosa situation.
Oh, I need to get in the covers.
Yeah.
I don't be trusting wine in the covers.
I took my little socks off. I was getting comfortable. You know
what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, my little heat with my little fake fireplace, I got you.
I'm telling you. I ain't got no fake fireplace. I have a real fireplace. Mind you, I have lived in my place for about 10 years. I have never turned it on. Never.
I'm coming to turn it on. Girl, you be cold. You ain't turning it on.
Girl, I be cold. I don't even turn it on. Girl, you know how much work it is to get a fire? I got to buy firewood. I got to light it. I got bad luck with them things. So guess what?
I'm kind of in front. I wouldn't have turned that shit on either. That's too much work.
It is. Well, you know,
if I can't turn the knob, I can't just turn the knob and the shit light up.
No, it don't work like that. Mine is a gas one too, so I got to turn the gas.
I ain't got time.
I'll be scared. I blow.
Y'all know I ain't never lived in no place with curtains because I ain't hanging them bitches
what?
up. The only reason why I got curtains here because they was there when I got
ratchet,
here.
Ratchet, ratchet. Well, what did you have before? You have those Venetian blinds?
Mm-hmm.
The ones that break and then you got to pay to replace them when you move.
Never had to replace mine.
What?
I never had to replace mine, so the landlord must have gave me the good chips. Because I ain't never had to replace
them. Man, I remember we lived in an apartment for a strong 9 months.
Oh, no. One apartment we moved in, they didn't have them, and we went and bought them ourselves from.
Mm-mm. If I ever get blinds like that again, I will be getting Roman shades, okay? Ain't no Venetian over here. I don't mess with them Venice folks. Give me the Romans, okay? That's what I want.
Give me the Roman.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be lazy. And then I'd be feeling like curtains be real personal. Like, I'm going to put them up. I might actually stay there. And I don't be wanting to stay nowhere.
Girl, shut up. I got curtains in my bathroom. I got curtains in the kitchen. And I have curtains in my boudoir.
I don't have no... Listen, the curtains...
What's over there?
But that
girl, why did you open it on the microphone? Do you do know you're... Ma'am.
My bad. I didn't even realize you could hear me, Jesus. I'm learning.
We're recording a podcast. I apologize in advance for the
But actions. You know what happened, though? I'm not in my normal setting. I wouldn't normally be sitting near the candy.
Yeah.
My hand just went over there. I didn't even realize it happened until... My bad.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and finish. Go ahead and chew. Go ahead. Minus well.
Mm-mm, I'm just letting it dissolve on my tongue.
And
like
whenever you hear us say minus well, it is literally minus, M-I-N-U-S, whale.
Minus
W-H-A-L-E. Not or, might as well.
Or the emoji, minus sign, and the whale.
Yes. Hashtag minus whale.
Hashtag minus whale.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so I think that's it. Well, for my Prosecco, I definitely give it a
sip or sip.
Sip. I give it a big old swallow, baby.
A big old swallow.
Big old swallow. Because I sure did finish that bottle. Mm-hmm. And it was not a twist off either. I did have to pop the cork. So, and we're going to get into twist off versus cork too on the episode. Because I feel like we need to discuss that. Because a lot of people do shades and twist offs. But I've had some good twist offs.
No. But yeah, we got to get into that because a lot of times it ain't the twist offs don't tell you quality. Yeah. And these days, with niggas being more environmentally friendly and shit, they more likely to do a twist off.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, those are our reviews.
But we're gonna get into that one day when we do the shape, the different bottle shapes and glass shapes and all that other stuff. So we be thinking about shit.
So if you are keeping score for this week, we are both rated our wines as a sip. So we were both pleased with them. So if you want to find out in depth detail about
them
how...
Them wines was a Will Cloud
please. Uh-huh. Know me. So if you want to find out in detail how we feel about each of our picks and any other things that we've been drinking since, you know, the beginning of the show, you could go ahead and visit us on the Delectable app. And the description or the information for how you find us on there is going to be in our show notes. But we do want to let you know that this part of the show, our wine reviews, is brought to you by, we got a sponsor, y'all. So, we want to let you know we do have a sponsor. We are a wine and liquor podcast, and our sponsor is Wink. And Wink, if you are not familiar, is a world of wine delivered right to your door, from rosé to cabernet to torontes. Wink has over 100 styles of wine to discover. Ever try an orange wine? Wink connects you to a world of exclusive wines tailored to your taste and delivered directly to your door. Wink delivers 4 bottles of wine to you every month with free shipping. You can pick your own bottles or let Wink choose and match to your taste. It doesn't cost a thing to be a member, and you can skip or cancel anytime. And now, the listeners of Bad and Boozy Podcast can enjoy an exclusive discount of $20 off your first order. To place your first order with $20 off and to keep our show free for you, go to our network website at cspn.us/wink. That's cspn.us/WINC. Wink wines through CSPN. Do it today.
Yes.
Yes,
y'all need to do it today.
Shout out
to Wink, though.
Shout out to Pasadena Public Schools, bitch. Taught a nigga how to read, okay?
Yes, you did that.
I know how to read.
Over here. But shout out to Wink, though. I got 3 bottles left. on hand. You know, probably after we recorded the show last week, I was just sitting here chilling, waiting for my box to get here.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out why I had a credit, because I was like, ooh, the price it normally costs for me to get four bottles, it was less. So I was like, let me add a fifth bottle. But, you know what I'm saying? I had a credit on the account. I got that fifth bottle. My wink package got delivered right to my door.
Won't he do it?
I tweeted like, I don't, won't he do it? I got this wink bottle. I tweeted wink because I was happy that all five of my bottles made it safe. Winked and tweeted me back and told me to let them know if I have any questions or if they can help me with anything. So I've been using Wink for 3 months now, and I'm pleased with service. So y'all go try it.
Yeah, so that means you could hop in their DMs because...
Yeah, you can slide in them DMs. The customer service is good. Even when I wasn't sure about the delivery of my box last week because of the fires in California, I gave him a quick call and he just let me know exactly what was going on and went and checked for my tracking, and it was real quick. So no wait time. I'm all for some companies that got some good customer service. So
there you go.
So far, Wink is good and the app on my phone is good, so I can track my package. I didn't know when the liquor gonna be here.
Yeah, so shout out to the good people over at Wink. I almost said shout out to the good white people. I don't know if they white, y'all.
But I don't know what it is.
But shout out to the good people over at Wink. Y'all looking out for us, and they're looking out for you guys as well. So we encourage you, if you are interested in figuring out, you know, different kinds of wine or expanding your palate, or you're just getting into the wine game because you've, you know, been listening to us and you want to get your feet wet, go ahead and get you that Wink Box, baby. I wanted to talk about some Christmas cocktails, some boozy beverages, what have you, for the holiday season.
So, yeah.
You okay? I'll
sorry.
So, there's a few... how many drinks did we say? Six seems to be like a global running theme with us. So I think we have about six good drinks. Do we want to talk about our poll first, or do we want to
get into it? We can end with the poll. Mm. And we can just end. And we can end with the look at you, greedy. So, because I was saying. I was saying if we end off with the last two, since they was in our poll. But we can start. So, okay. We were deciding to do holiday drinks. And at first, I was going to put up a poll with just a bunch of holiday drinks. But then I remembered that So-So was really adamant about the cranberry mimosa, which sounds lovely. I've never had one. I'll probably do them now for Christmas myself. And I am an advocate for mulled wine since I discovered it a few years ago at a winery. So I decided to put a poll up on all our social media. I thought a little fun head-to-head competition with your holiday drink and my holiday drink would be fun. I legit never expected mulled wine to win because I run into so many people that don't even know what it is. And nigga, everybody know what a mimosa is, even if you don't put any words in front of it like cranberry. But I thought it would be a little fun and engaging. So I put up a poll on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And of course, the overwhelming majority voted for the cranberry mimosa, which is your cocktail choice you want to discuss this week.
Hey, I was nervous though. I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie.
Twitter was a little close on Twitter. So, you know, I felt good that at some point niggas was like on my side. So that's fine.
Mulled wine was in the lead.
Yeah.
We came from behind over here. The champagne. But,
all good because you really can't lose with either one. And hopefully, if you've never had mulled wine or cranberry mimosa, you'll indulge in both cocktails because I say drink both the bitches on Christmas morning or either one in the morning, one in the day. But that was fun. It was engaging. On the social medias, and then I, in preparation for tonight's episode, I was thinking to look for a recipe to mix some mulled wine. But so I wanted to get my girlfriend's recipe, and then she never even gave it to me. But just looking at a bunch of recipes, but then even when she mentioned like vaguely what she put in it, I was just kind of like, that sounds like a lot. And she was like telling me specifically where to get some spices there. So I was like, just send me the recipe. But then I was just like, I'm all for doing shit like tasty and simple. And, you know, within my budget. So I was like, I just kind of like soaked in some information from a bunch of recipes and was just like, I mean, I'll just throw some shit together. It'll taste good. So I ended up going, and plus that bitch was on a budget. So I ended up going to the liquor store and getting a Shiraz. It was, and I'm not even going front. When I walked in, they had, I can't even remember the name, but I saw a stand that was like, oh, $5. So I was like, oh, and the first thing I saw was the Shiraz. And I had read on Wine Follies. I think it was on their Instagram and their blog, like a suggestion to do Shiraz or Zinfandel. And as soon as I saw the Shiraz, I was like, well, this is what we get. And, so I got the Shiraz. I ordered some, I didn't feel like looking around for, mulling spices. I mean, I could easily got a bunch of shit separate, like, give me the cinnamon, give me the star anise, give me whatever spice that I wanted to go with. But it was a couple places that just sell like a bag of the spices that you can kind of like sit in the pot, or like a carton or something. So I on Amazon Prime the other day, I just was like, let me order these spices. And I think the brand name is Aspen, and it just had like sugar, cinnamon, orange, some other spices and stuff. But it's good for either mulled wine or like teas or ciders or whatever. So I figured even after I make the wine, if you're just sitting around having some hot tea in the winter or even a hot toddy or something, you could just add a little bit in. So today I had, our studio guest is gone, but I decided to make, this was my first time making the mulled wine, so I decided to make it. And one benefit of making it in a slow cooker or even on the stove is, at least in a slow cooker, after you're done, you can like leave it on warm and it smells really good throughout your house or apartment or whatever. So I had the wine. So basically I put, and we'll, I believe we're adding the recipes to the website. So my recipe, I basically just had the one bottle of Syrah. So that's like 750 milliliters. So I put about half that, maybe a little bit more, one full bottle, and then like half that amount of apple cider. Put the mulling spices, which was about maybe 3 ounces, something like that. And I squeeze some orange, like a squeeze. I use the orange to make a little orange twist for a garnish, and then I just like squeeze some of the orange juice in there. And I put a little brandy. I don't know. I have no idea how much brandy I actually put in there, but the brandy was in there, and just kind of like brought it to like a slight boil and like to get it really hot, and then reduced it immediately and just like let the spices simmer and things like that. And then I just had it sitting on warm until my guests came, and then I served it. And I mean, you can do a little mug, a glass mug or whatever. And then, I used some cinnamon sticks as a stirrer. So, to stir it up, but you know, garnish, whatever. Stir. But, yeah.
Like steering
wheel. I mean, you know how I talk. It don't sound no different than the rest of the words that rhyme. But, exactly. Get with it. But just to back up, I mean, I'm just talking about mulled wine. It's just basically, any wine that's kind of like warm is, warmed and spiced or whatever. So if you put the wine on with a little bit of heat, little bit of spices, get that wintry feeling together. And it makes a really good holiday drink. Some people get more like really, it's a more like serious techniques of doing it, like blending specific wines and reducing it in some ancient things. Ain't nobody doing all that. We're going to either put it on the stove and bring it to a boil and then warm it up, or throw it in your slow cooker. And if you have like a really, like a nice size slow cooker, it's really good for holiday parties because you can just put your little ladle in it. And then keep it moving, like maybe some cloves. You can kind of experiment to get the right flavors you want. You, if you like stuff more sweet, you might want to get like a red blend or a sweeter red wine. So this is one that you can kind of play with. I wouldn't worry about getting any like really expensive wine or something that you would normally pay more attention to like the taste. So that's why they didn't recommend Cabernet or like Pinot, because those are ones that we look more forward to. Like, look the actual flavor and stuff of the wine. So don't worry about getting up fancy, because once you put the spices and all that in there, and then especially if you mean either you can put some brandy or some kind of dark liquor inside, or maybe you want to pour it and then maybe put a shot in afterwards, you're not going to be thinking about that original like flavor. So I wouldn't spend too much money. So, you know, and then my cheap ass got the $5 wine, like you said, like I said. And like some, my brandy of choice, you know, I went hood with it, Paul Masson. Yes. So that is why we're calling my mulled wine, that Baltimore Merlin mulled wine, because it's real, you know what I'm saying? It's real sophisticated, ratchet, but it's cute. It's cute. So, you know, we lost in the poll, but it was good. It was good. And I'm sipping the last of it now. We drank it all. It was just enough for us two.
Dang, girl. Hey, you said you used
half. No, the whole bottle of wine. And then half that amount. So like 350 milliliters of apple cider. So it's like two parts wine, one part apple cider. Because you can do it like, if you want to, you can do the same, do it like per glass. So I would put two parts wine, one part apple cider, even if you were just making a glass by yourself. And then the mulling spices, they just kind of dissolve in. I thought that was good, because this one that I got said it was good to dissolve in hot or cold beverages. So like, so you could use it in, you know, just put it in some tea or some apple cider or any of your beverages you want to spruce up for these months.
I support this wholeheartedly. Even though I'm not really a fan of hot wine unless it's sake, I think that's definitely something that I could get behind, because I like those kind of spices.
Hell,
not pumpkin spice. Know. Let me be specific about that. Because I don't do the pumpkin spice. I do the apple spice, but not the pumpkin spice. So for my cocktail, as you guys have heard, was a cranberry mimosa. Now, if you've been listening to this since episode one, or if you're just now getting into this, I'll let you know that I do love a good sparkling wine. I do love a bubbly situation. Excuse me, because I got the burp. That beer got me. Whew. Yes. So, but for this one of choice, I did not use champagne because, number one, I'm not about to waste money on really good champagne.
Yeah. No, I don't do that either.
For myself. Mm-mm. I'd rather waste somebody else's money if we gonna do that. But what I did is, like I said, I went to Aldi because it's only like literally three blocks from my house. I was perusing their section, and there was a lot of different Proseccos to choose from, but I chose the one that I mentioned earlier in the review. I got that. I got a bag of fresh cranberries because I'm all about presentation. I also got a bag of fresh rosemary. I got, trust me, it's not, you ain't gonna taste it because it's not.
Oh, yeah, I love a garnish.
I also got, I got 100% cranberry.
Oh, no, juice. You gotta get not cranberry juice.
Cocktail, because there's a difference, beloveds. There's a whole lot of sugar in the cocktail that you don't need. Get the straight up juice. It's not from concentrate. It, trust me, it makes a difference. I already had triple sec at home. I kind of thought about, because it's a mimosa, maybe adding some orange juice, but I decided against it. I figured that the triple sec was enough. If you don't have triple sec, yeah, you can use Grand Marnier or any other kind of orange liqueur that you have laying around the house. I keep it around the house because I cook with it often. Like when I make pancakes, I make like a fresh berry compote and I put Grand Marnier in it. So I usually have that or triple sec because your girl likes a good margarita. So you just simply take those ingredients. You take I just made it for myself and just for presentation purposes, but you could definitely make it. It's enough where you can make it for 5 or 6 people, depending on how potent you want it, or even 4. I mean, technically 2, if y'all feel like that, but you know. You start with the cranberry juice. Use 2 ounces of cranberry juice. You use 1 ounce of triple sec. What am I? I feel like I'm leaving something off.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not. Okay. So, yeah, you use the cranberry juice, 2 ounces, 1 ounce of triple sec, put some cranberries to garnish, go ahead and top the glass off. So the rest of the glass you're going to fill up with the champagne, but you don't want to fill it up to the top because that's when it's going to bubble over. You don't want to do that. Or the Prosecco or Cava. You could even use Cava if that's what you want to use, but for this one, I use Prosecco. And then you garnish it with the cranberries, and you also can garnish it by just simply laying the rosemary across, or you could do what I did is where you just take a toothpick, grab 2 or 3 cranberries, poke a hole straight through those cranberries, and then thread your rosemary.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And then there's your garnish. You throw it in there, and it's a nice little bubbly treat. You know, you can have it with breakfast. You could have it as like a little nightcap. You could have it for an afternoon delight. Whenever you want to have it, you can go ahead and have it. And, you know, cranberry is very prevalent throughout this season. It's a good flavor. It's not overpowering. It's not too fruity or citrusy. So it's something that's pretty good. And, you know,
yeah.
So my recipe was fairly simple. It shouldn't take you more than 5 minutes to literally open the bottle.
Yeah.
Crack open that cranberry, open that triple sec, pour, and garnish, and you done. So.
Both recipes are pretty simple. The only thing that make mine a little bit more complicated is the heating it up. But it ain't like you're cooking it down or reducing the alcohol, just heating it up. So. So you can you can be drinking your mimosas and stuff while the mulled wine just chilling. So while you entertaining and stuff, y'all can start with the mimosas, and then if you got a holiday party, the mulled wine can be serving as your later drink, but also have the house all fragrant. So and then you can get some. And we love a garnish. I was looking up YouTube videos to figure out how to make an orange twist. I was like, how the fuck these bartenders make this? But I did it. Y'all see my picture. Y'all gonna see it when we post it.
Yeah, y'all will see it. It's cute. It's lovely, man. It's lovely. So those are 2 of the 6 drinks that we're going to discuss tonight. You want to talk about the third one?
What do we have? Eggnog? I'm not even the... I'm not a big fan of eggnog. Like, I just know it'd be around for the holidays. I did finally actually drink. For real. I mean, I didn't grow up drinking it or whatever. And when I seen it when I was young... For me as a kid, it was like, ew, that looks gross. But as an adult, if I'm at a holiday party and it's on deck, as long as it got somebody's alcohol in it, I'll try it. Like, I'm here for it. But I feel like I got to kind of be in the mood for it because, you know, you don't know what's popping with your tummy that day. But, yeah, it'd be a whole lot of things going on. So, eggnog, I don't know nothing about the good brands or which one to buy or whatever. So I'll leave that to the experts.
Well, you know, there's recipes.
Yeah, I've never had it.
Yeah,
I've never had it. I don't know if I've had it. I'm pretty sure I have had it homemade, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, if you aren't hip to what eggnog is considered a milk based punch.
Okay. I didn't know what to call it. I was like, any eggs and milk?
It is.
Like, and it tastes fire.
Man, it's a sweetened cream dairy based beverage, and it's typically made with milk, cream, sugar, whipped egg whites, and egg yolks. And then you add either a brandy, add either a brandy, rum, whiskey, or bourbon. The brand that I have seen is that Pennsylvania Dutch brand. But it's fairly easy to make yourself. I know there are plenty recipes that you can find online. Martha Stewart has a recipe. Alton Brown has a recipe. But me, I cannot stand eggnog. So what I'm actually going to try, I've had it once, and it was, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan. So what I am deciding to do, because I'm not necessarily a fan, but I do want to expand my horizons as far as holiday beverages are concerned, I'm going to try and make coquito. And what coquito is, it is, it originates from Puerto Rico. ¿Qué pasó? ¡Órale! Oh, órale, that's Mexican. ¡Vámonos! That's Mexican too. Dang. What do they say in Puerto Rico? I don't know. Arroz con pollo, azúcar, all that good stuff. For my Puerto Rican homies. Coquito is a coconut-based alcoholic beverage. So it is kind of similar to eggnog, where it is milk-based, but instead of using cow's milk, it uses coconut milk. It also adds sweetened condensed milk, vanilla, cinnamon, and cloves, and it's traditionally made with rum. I did find out today that there actually is like a Haitian version of this, and they don't call it coquito. They call it, because I have the recipe. They call it cremas, and it's basically the same ingredients, but traditionally cremas is made with a grain alcohol.
Yeah, so I just learned that this week too, because the party that I told y'all I was at Saturday, the host was Haitian and her friends was Haitian, and she was trying to decide if she was gonna make cremas. Yep. And I was like, "What the fuck is that?" And then I was like, "Oh yeah."
Yep. So since I have some Everclear on deck in my cabinet from when I made another kind of liquid. We'll talk about that maybe on another episode. I'm gonna go ahead and use what I have.
That one sound though. Cremas and coquito sound better than eggnog.
Yeah, way better. I mean, no offense to those who actually do like eggnog. I know a slew of people who like it, but they're typically the same people that like pumpkin spice. So I look at y'all with a side eye anyway. So I'm just going to go ahead and roll with that coquito, and we're going to go ahead and make sure that we post that up on the website. Another drink.
How many we got?
We're going to do the hot toddy on the website this year. Six.
Okay.
Nah, I'm going to do we kind of made a post for hot toddy already. But no. One of my favorite drinks that I get year round at Starbucks is a caramel apple spice. And so it's like your apple cider that's heated up with some caramel. But what I decided to do is that I am going to make a spiked version of this caramel apple spice. And I'm trying to decide whether I'm going to use Southern Comfort with it or if I'm going to use brandy. Still on the fence about it. But by the time we go ahead and post that recipe up for these 7 days of drinkmas,
tune in, bitches.
See exactly what I decide to use. Tune in. And when I tell you it is easy, I mean, it is another drink that you heat up like the mulled wine. You could use a slow cooker or you could heat it up on the stovetop. It's absolutely your choice. It will also make the house smell fantastic. And so for mine, what I'm going to go ahead and use, going to use apple cider. So, me, I like that Martinelli, so that's what I'm going to go ahead and buy. The recipe also calls for cloves, nutmeg, a little bit of orange juice, some cinnamon, allspice, and some caramel ice cream topping. Now, I've seen some recipes where they recommend using, like, apple pie spice. Me, personally, I don't use that when I bake, so I would not recommend putting it in my beverage. But if it's something that you already have at home and to save you from going to the store and getting other ingredients, go ahead and do that and just modify the spices as you see fit. If you feel like you need more nutmeg, go ahead and add more nutmeg. By all means, you know, the recipe.
And you can, if you're trying a couple of these recipes, if you happen to get one of the like mulling spices, like mixes that I was saying, they'll work good for either one, for your apple cider as well.
There you go. So you can have that spiked apple cider later on in the day.
So you don't got to buy it twice.
There you go. See? We trying to save y'all money out here. Make sure that you entertaining efficiently and on a budget. All right. So that is it for spiked caramel apple spice. Number five, you want to take
that? I don't have my list. What's the next one? I'm sorry.
Ma'am. You want to talk about
Know shit about Manischewitz. That was your idea. I just know that the old ladies, the old black ladies drank Manischewitz. That's all I know. I didn't even know it was a holiday drink. To me, it was a wino drink. I just seen niggas on the hood.
Let me see.
I did realize.
Oh, we still got to do, what you call it? We got to say crown for Kwanzaa.
And so I did realize, I mean, this is a total sidebar. I don't know how, well, not sidebar, but it's within reason why we drink, thinking a lot of times, you know, why you visiting holidays and stuff like that. Like, how could I even forget coffee? I know we had hot chocolate on the list, but I love a good old Irish coffee situation. And I was just, look, I yeah, so I'm a coffee drinker. You know, it might be partying, whatever. So, for Irish coffee, I actually have a recipe right here because I totally forgot I had this hot drinks book. So when I was making my mulled wine earlier, I took the picture with it. But it's a good Irish coffee recipe with 2.5 ounces of whiskey, 4 shots of freshly brewed hot espresso coffee, 4 teaspoons of simple syrup, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, and 6 coffee beans, which they're using as garnish. So that'll serve 2. So, you know, you can modify it based on your preference. You know, you want to serve more people or less. The trick is to not go too crazy with the heavy cream. Sweetener coffee helps the cream sit well. But if you don't take sugar, it should still work even if you don't like sugar. I need a little bit of sugar. I typically drink my coffee without sugar and just cream. But like a little bit of sugar ain't hurt nobody. So I'm saying just have a cute little Irish coffee for these holidays as well. I love a little whiskey in a drink. And
I don't do the brown, but you know what? If somebody wanted to give me a little Irish coffee this time of year, as sleepy as I am these days,
it just tastes so good. And then I know a lot of people who, even if they don't drink it, they like the smell of the coffee. I don't know if you're one of those.
Yeah.
But it does.
Yeah.
And
no, I really don't like the smell of coffee. Can't say that.
And
makes my stomach hurt.
And then, so what I got next? Hot chocolate. Do you like, there's so many good hot chocolate recipes, but then I figure like make whatever your hot chocolate recipe is that you like and just like add some liquor in it. One thing, did you?
Yeah, that basically goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
Pretty much, because that's what I would do in lieu of coffee.
Yeah, I think they tried it last year at Starbucks, that hot chocolate with the chili spice. I like that little heat. I like that little heat.
Yeah,
I loved it. And they got, you know, it's gone or whatever. But
that's really big out here on the West Coast. Like the Mexican homies.
Yeah, what made me think about that was
that's I forget
in the book I'm looking at has that recipe with 2 teaspoons of cocoa powder, 2.5 cups of whole milk, or 1 1/4 cup of milk mixed with 1 1/4 cup of light cream. So either just the whole milk or half milk, half light cream. And then 2 teaspoons chopped dried chilies, and 1/2 teaspoon of fresh red chili. Like, oh, I might have to make this one. This was totally on the fly, but I'm kind of glad that I ran across this. Yeah, but it's like you said, it's along the same lines as the is the coffee. There's a such thing as wine chocolate too, but whatever. We ain't gonna get into all that. But I think they should just get jiggy. They should just get jiggy and experiment. Go do your Googles, do your Pinterest, whatever. And
yeah,
but yeah, that's it.
So we would be remiss to take for granted that all of our wine halls celebrate Christmas. I mean, some of y'all may be some Jewish wine halls, L'chaim. So there is a drink that is for you that is typically drunk.
I mean, drank.
Typically for indulged us. In around holiday time. that is Manischewitz wine. You have heard of us talk about it being your auntie's favorite wine. However, did you know that Manischewitz is actually a Jewish wine?
And I did not know that. I literally just found
The history of the wine is it. Yeah. Yep. It was really, really, really big in the Jewish community. But everything changed around the 1960s when the Manischewitz brand tapped Sammy Davis Jr., who was actually a Jewish convert, to be their commercial spokesperson. So pretty much he took that campaign, took it viral,
and introduced it to that's the why the aunties drink it.
Community. So that's why the aunt, because you know, your auntie loves Sammy Davis Jr. You know, he could sing, he could dance, he had that conk in his hair, he had his hair fried
laid to the side,
better than Young Jock, I'm telling you. So that's how it has made its way into, you know, many African American homes around the United States. If you don't know what Manischewitz is a sweetened grape wine. So it is typically red and made of Concord grapes. So
just like the damn grape red juice. Grapes that you get in the store. Just like the Welch's grape juice.
Yep. And like I said, it is kosher. So it is prepared crushed and fermented under strict rabbinical supervision. So pretty much the rabbis is the one that aired the wine.
They probably was crushing them shits with their hands.
Yep. And Manischewitz is made in Brooklyn, New York. Ain't that cute? So, for the Jewish homies or for the men and women among you that like to have their sweet wine, maybe instead of having Moscato or even Riesling, maybe offer, you know, Manischewitz during this holiday season, you know. Go ahead and pour it up with our Jewish homies. Forever and ever. And
it was going in over here just now. I had to pour.
You idle. Millie Rock. My Millie Rock is 30. We sang that song last year for our Christmas concert.
And so.
Yep. Oh.
Oh, I was about to say what we got last. Our nigga drink.
Yes, we got something. Don't think we forgot about you. Our Kwanzaa celebrating homies. Our hotel homies.
Oh, I don't know, but Coogee Chocolia or whatever.
Man. Ajuma, Nia, all the principles. Kwanzaa starts on the 26th of December.
That's what I thought it was, the 26th.
All the way to January.
I'm going to be off that week too. So you know what I'm going to be drinking? Some Crown Royal. I don't know if I'm going to drink it on ice.
We are having Crown for Kwanzaa.
I say Crown for Kwanzaa.
I mean, that's the only way to drink it, man.
Crown Royal ice. But listen, I just had the right idea.
If I ever have Crown,
that's
how it's going to be.
You know, Crown been getting jiggy with the flavor. So I think, y'all, ain't it 7 days? How many days of Kwanzaa is it? I think we need a different flavor for the days. So I think y'all should get jiggy with it.
I think you
should have the apple one day, straight Crown another day, the salted caramel Crown another day, the vanilla another day. I'm saying, do what you do. One year,
I'm saying use some of that leftover cranberry.
I was about to say, put a little, you know, while y'all make all these other cocktails, put some of your apple cider with the Crown, maybe if you want it cold, do it cold. If you want to warm it up, warm it up. Maybe put a little bit of your mulling spices up in there to spruce that bitch up. But use the crown. I'm saying, have fun with the crown. Drink some on ice. Take some shots.
And go ahead and put them leftover mulling spices in that crown.
Listen, do it. It mix. It mix with all the things, especially with the apple cider. Because last year, year before? And I was sick, and I was like, I had some crown apple. I put like half crown and half apple cider from Wegmans and warmed that joint up. Man, I was under the cover sweating. That's all I was drinking. It was good, too. Get jiggy with it.
Like I said before, I don't buy crown. I have literally had crown one time in my life. That's it. And it was crown, apple, and Sprite in a hot tub.
Sprite sound weird.
I don't know.
But I don't drink the crown apple. I don't need a chaser for crown apple, though. But it did taste good with a little splash of cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm. So all y'all who love Kwanzaa, go ahead and celebrate your Kwanzaa with Royal. Yep. So I think that covers our drinks. So we had, we had 7 drinks for you guys. We had the mulled wine. We had the cranberry mimosa. We have eggnog or coquito. We have your spice, caramel apple cider. We have
Irish coffee and hot chocolate.
And your hot chocolate. And then we finished with your crown.
And we put the Manischewitz in the crown.
And then we had crown.
So we got variety.
Something for every day.
Chocolatey.
Yep. Sweet. So we got something for 7 days of Kwanzaa. Something for 7 days of our drinkness. You know, a little bit of something for everybody. For the sweet person. For the wine person. For the brown liquor lover. For the white liquor lover. The ones that like a little bit of cream and then coffee. We got something for everybody, man. We covering all our bases. You know why? Because we love y'all. We fucks with y'all.
I know some of y'all off for like the last 2 weeks of the year. Into the new year. Get jiggy with it. Have fun.
Yep. And a shout out to all my homies that are teachers. Enjoy this time off. Make sure you have at least 2 of these cocktails a day.
Drink them all.
So, after discussing all of those lovely and delectable cocktails, you know what that brings us up to? A very important part of the show. Wine hotel.
Booty the big booty reindeer had a very large behind. And if you saw it jiggle, it would really blow your mind. All of the other reindeers trying to make him feel ashamed. They would look down on Rudy just as he wasn't the same. Then one froggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudy, all you do is work. Won't you show me how to twerk? And all the other reindeers realized that they were stressed out. Rudy, the big booty reindeer, taught the North Pole to bounce.
Treat him cold. Rudy only wanted a good time. Rudy only wanted to dance. He sneak off and listen to Frida whenever he had a chance. I've been working all day. I've been working all night. Play that beat, I'll be alright. I've been working all day. I've been working all night. Play that beat, I'll be alright. Rudy, 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 Rudy,
Rudy, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy, different this week because we don't have it written down. We wanted to get out in studio guests to just tell her our tale, but she had to go. But she relayed
the
message.
And she was a little shy.
Yeah, she was a little shy, but all I had to do was like, girl, all you're doing is telling us a story. But whatever. But she had to go. And then she was concerned because she was like, I don't have no hotels. I don't have no wine hotels. And then I was like, girl, it ain't gotta be, you ain't necessarily had to been hoeing with the tail, just maybe getting a little frisky. And then she was like, she got some wine no tails, like, no, it ain't go through, she ain't sealed the deal. And I was like, I'm cracking up. I said, I'm cracking up. So basically, she just relayed this story, and I'm pretty sure some of us, well, some of the listeners probably have a similar story of she said she was talking to this guy that she met on like Tinder. And then she was in Virginia. He was in Maryland, and they were talking for a while. But then she was going to be in town, not visiting a friend, not far from where she lived. But she never like hooked up with a guy like when she first saw him. But she was like, "Oh, I'm trying to see you," or whatever. And then he agreed, and they met up. She didn't. I don't remember whether she said they was actually at his house or a hotel or something. But she said she's the type of girl that need a little liquid courage, because even in her mind, if she wanted to just like hook up with this guy, she just had to calm her nerves, get out her head. So she said that I think they was in the house, because she mentioned going upstairs. So apparently they had the Hennessy flowing.
No, Hennessy is for bad decisions.
But she was trying to make a bad decision. So she chose right. She chose right. And then she said they was getting it in, doing whatever downstairs on the couch. But what surprised her is that he was giving a little finger action. And I think we need to bring back, like fingering needs to make a comeback. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. We can talk about that another day. But she said, "I ain't never had a nigga make me come with his fingers." I said, he had the
magic touch. I've been doing that for 20 years, baby.
That's what I'm saying. But apparently some of them been missing out. I'm like, well, what is he touching you for? Like, if y'all missing out on orgasms, don't be missing out on these orgasms. So then they was getting it popping. And then she said they went upstairs, and then they was having sex and doing it again. And then she's still surprised, because she said she ain't never had a nigga make her come twice in the same day. And I just want to shout out this guy, because even though he turns out to be a fuckboy, like most of them do. Shout out to him for at least giving her that experience, even though he turned out not to be shit later on. Yeah, so she said maybe like a year later at like a New Year's party or something, they end up seeing each other and hooking up again. But it wasn't nothing much going on in between there. But whatever, you know, little Hennessy feud, wine hotel, you know, I support it. Sometimes you gotta make bad decisions on purpose.
Man, that should be the tagline for Hennessy. Hennessy. because sometimes you need to make bad decisions on purpose. I swear, every bad story that I have ever heard in life has started with Hennessy. Either Hennessy White, Hennessy Privilege,
I want to say that she said it was, at first she just said Hennessy. I'm pretty sure before she left she did say it was Hennessy White. Either way, it was that Hennessy.
Yeah, man. It ain't for me. I will never not ever have it again. I cannot. I refuse.
I mean,
Jocelyn Hernandez. I cannot.
It's not that good. I cannot. Mm-mm. So, what's the wine hotel?
But thank you, our in-studio guest. What name did we say we were calling her? Oh,
Vixen.
Yes, thank you, Vixen, for our wine hotel. We really appreciate that. If you guys have a wine hotel, feel free to go ahead and you can give it to us in two ways. Don't tell us, because we ain't going to say it unless you're in studio with us. Don't send it to our DMs. We're not answering those for that purpose. Feel free to utilize our email, which is badandboozypodcast@gmail.com, or you can visit our website and click on contact us, and you could leave a bad and boozy tale in that part of the website. So we look forward to hearing your stories more and more as the holidays approach. I'm sure that more stories will be created. Make sure that you're always drinking responsibly, and so that you can document the story and give it to us later, for no other reason than that.
Yeah, we don't want no bad endings. We want it to be a fun story, and even though we say the wine, it don't have to necessarily be the, you don't have to put emphasis on the whole part, But, you know, we are here for those stories as well.
I mean, but it was interesting, you know, that you felt that that's what we were wanting when listening to all the other stories that we read. None of them involved that.
Yeah, I was like, it wasn't like overtly sexual. I mean, if that's what happens to happen, that's fine. But we was focused on alcohol. Yeah, and I was like, you can be a hoe at heart without hoeing.
Yeah, man.
So, you know, we're here.
We're here for all of your wine and liquor related shenanigans. So please feel free.
All of
send us your letters so we may read them on the podcast. Yes? Okay? Do it for me.
Fool.
Do me a solid and send me those letters so I may read them. Yes.
You is out of order.
Hey, man, I'm tired. It's getting late.
Yeah. It really is. And then.
We can't end the show without giving y'all a little bit of trivia, y'all. We had a contest, too. So we got to announce our winner to the contest, but I think we should do our trivia first.
Okay. So this week's trivia question. I kind of like learning about the regions. So Sangiovese is a star grape varietal. Excuse me. Is a star grape variety in wines from where? So Sangiovese, you may or may not remember either last week or the week before. One of my recent reviews was of a Sangiovese. And so it was from Herman, Missouri. What the fuck? Madrid, Spain, Tuscany, Italy, Alsace, France.
I'm going to Tuscany.
Let's see. Drum roll, please. And you're correct.
Woo! Tuscany, Millie Rocco, in it blind. Ooh, kill him.
So, Sangiovese is the main grape in Tuscan red wine, such as Chianti and Vino Nobile. Hold up. I looked up how to say this word before. Montepulciano. Yeah, Montepulciano.
Montepulciano.
I was like, hold up. I saw a bunch of letters late night and I wasn't expecting to see. But it's the main brand. It's those two I just named. And it often makes a good food wine due to its bright acidity. And if y'all remember, that was the one that I was eating with that spaghetti. And it was really good. And that you said it sounded like it would be good with some pasta. So more about the Sangiovese.
Hey, there you go. If you guys buy that Sangiovese between now and that next episode, you know, feel free to tweet us using Bad and Boozy Podcast or Wine Crush Wednesday so we can go ahead and see your activity.
Yeah, add us on the Delectable app or you download the Delectable app because that's where we bees.
Speaking of social media, we had a contest this week, y'all. What are we giving it away? Mm-hmm. We are giving away a Bad and Boozy Podcast t-shirt. So, the contest was to like us on Instagram, like us and CSPN Media on Twitter, and then comment in our comment section on Instagram or Facebook, this year I've been bad and boozy. So, we do have a winner. And the winner for this contest is...
The winner is a nigga named Paul.
Paul Hendricks. You are our winner for this week. So we will be sliding in your DMs to solicit your address and your t-shirt size and send you the link so that you can choose the t-shirt of your choosing. And we would love to go ahead and send that out to you. But also, thanks all y'all for liking and participating in the contest. We had a lot of fun with you guys. We hope to do many more contests in the future. Let us know what you want to win, man. You know, maybe we'll be sending mugs or glasses or something like that.
Yeah, any ideas? Let us know.
Yep. So, essentially, I think... Do we have any other housekeeping issues to address?
Nope, other than, you know, the normal.
Yep, make sure
our Twitters and all that other stuff.
Yeah, make sure that you are, you know, we all got to wear clothes sometime. And sometimes you need a bad and boozy t-shirt. So feel free to visit us on our Teespring and go ahead and review our clothing, our t-shirt collection, and go ahead and pick up something for you or the owner file in your life. Make sure that you are following us on social media. I am available on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Delectable under the name Fab Fresh and Fly. That's FabFreshAndFly. My beautiful co-host, D'Asia, is available on Twitter and Instagram as
Brains and Buns. That's the letter N. And on Delectable at D'Asia Ali. Yep. And what else? Oh, of course, you can follow the show on all the platforms at That and Boozy Pod.
Yeah. But also, make sure that you are following our podcast network, CSPN Media. So make sure that you're following them on Twitter. Make sure that you are subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google Play, anywhere where your podcasts are readily available to you. And then you could get our show along with some of our other, you know, friends on the network. So you could also listen to Crown and Collards. You could listen to Off That Drink. You could listen to Beer It Is podcast. So, you know, there's a couple of different podcasts on the network that are alcohol related. So if you are a craft beer drinker, there's something for you. If you like to get drunk and talk shit with your friends, there's a podcast for you. If you like talking about sports, there's a show called Know the Score. There's a show called Gridiron Gals, which covers football. There's a show called The WrestleCast that discusses wrestling. So there is something literally for every single person on the network. So feel free to visit us at cspn.us, and you can see all the wonderful shows that are on the network as well as ours. So you know what? We are a community. We're a part of a wonderful podcast network, and we're really proud of the work that has already been done. We're happy and excited that we are able to share our voices as well on the same network. So if you like our show, I'm positive that you'll like the other shows that we're connected with. So there's that. But y'all, it is extremely late on a Monday. Regardless of when you are listening to this, it is late on a Monday for us. But we can't thank you enough for all the positive feedback that we have been getting. Every week the show is getting bigger. You guys are sharing. We're getting more and more reviews on iTunes, and hopefully we will be reading them soon. Thank you guys for spreading the word and engaging with us on Facebook. Y'all is really turnt on Facebook.
Yeah. No, I wasn't expecting that at all. That's been one of the pleasant surprises. That's one of the reasons why I thought to put the poll. I said, these niggas like us on Facebook. Let me just add something over there for them to do.
We popping for the aunties and the uncles on Facebook.
I'm here for it.
Yep. And remember, Boone's Farm is okay. No blue bottle Moscato.
The only thought juice we acknowledge is La Marita in the assorted flavors. You know what I'm saying? The strawberryta, the cranberry. Even if it's the ones we don't care for, we still acknowledge it. The mangarita, all of them. Only thought juice we acknowledge.
Watermelonrita.
Watermelonrita. All of
strawberryta. Oritas. Those are the only thought juices all that we hear on the Bad and Boozy podcast. Except no substitutes. There is no other. If someone calls a Michelada a thought juice, you're going to have to say, hey, man, I'm going to pump your brakes because that ain't thought juice.
That ain't no thought juice.
Seagram's,
that
ain't no thought Seagram's, what is it? Ice? It was smearing off ice. That ain't no thought juice.
Now, I'm going to have to personally come for you if you call the Smirnoff or the Seagram's some thought juice. I feel personally disrespected.
No Seagram's. No bumpy face, nothing. That cannot. Nope. There's only one Rita in thought juice, and that is a Rita variety offered to you by Budweiser. So, again, that episode is coming after the New Year, so be on the lookout for that. Next episode, we will be discussing your sparkling wines and all the bubbly, different varieties of bubblies that there are, so we're really excited about that and about this new year that's coming up. We hope that you enjoy your Christmas, your Kwanzaa, the rest of your Hanukkah. Whenever you listen to this, enjoy your holiday shenanigans, because we will definitely be enjoying ours. For myself,
yes,
and for DA Jolly, we want to thank you again for listening to the Bad and Boozy podcast. And as always, the best wine
is the one you like. Bad.